Viter in Shaspir in Avodah Zarah Davav. Begin upon Hema Beis by the bottom of the page. Six lines up from the bottom. First one on the line. Diamar Belazar, and we left off the saying that the issue that Avodah Zarah needs to worry about that's going to be a problem is if it's missing a limb. The question is, where do we know that from? Damar Belazar, minayin l'machusa eiver da'asir l'bnei Noach. How do you know that it's lacking a limb, that it's asir b'nei Noach? In other words, right, Rashi says, da'asir b'nei Noach l'hakrav l'gavoh, v'dumi d'karbanos, sh'nogu avoseihem l'shamayim, hi nogin l'avodos kochavim shelahen. Right, how do we know? D'chsev, the pasuk says, mikol achayish, mikol basar shnayim, mikol, from all that lives, all of all flesh, two of each, shall you bring into the teva. Rashi says, al-shem, Shahaya Asid Noach Lahakriv Mehim is going to bring a carbon from it. Tchsiva Ikach Mikol Behema Satahora. And he brought it from there. Right? It's back in the Gemara. Amar Torah. Have Behema Shechayin Rashi Varin Shalom. Bring onto the Teva animals, the tips of the limbs are living. Right? In other words, it can't be that it's missing any limbs. Hi, me by limited treifa delo. What do you mean? But that from all that lives is needed to exclude a treifa, right? That's telling us that an animal can't be brought into the teva. But missing a limb, it's not excluded. Treifa milechayos zera nafka. No, treifa is excluded from the words to keep the seed alive, right? The pasuk says, Gamme of Shemaim Shiva Shiva Zachu Nikevos Nikeva Lechayos Zera Apanearts. So that's where you learn from. In fact, the Gemara, Hani Chalamandamar Trefa Nioledis. Okay, that works according to the one who says that a Trefa can't give birth. Beep, turn the page of a mouth. Elamandamar Trefioledis, one who says that a Trefa is able to give birth. Maikilamamar. What are you going to say now? If he's able to have children, then it's not excluded to keep seed alive. And therefore, it's from the previous one that's learning from that we don't learn about the missing limbs. Amar Kra Itach. The Gemara says, okay. And therefore, we need a new answer that a treifa was excluded from the teva, is learned up from something else. So Hashem says, right, take two of every animal to keep alive, Itach, with you. Bidomin Laches, be something which is similar to you. Just like you, Noach, are not a treifa, the animals also can't be a treifa. In fact, the Gemara of Dilma Noach Gufei Treifa Ava, maybe Noach was a treifa, and therefore you can't bring me a raya over here. Tamim Ksivbe. No, it says about Noach that he was Tamim. So we see that he wasn't a treifa. Vidilma Tamim Bidrachavai. Mimi Tamim means in his actions. Rashi says, Anav Ushval Ruach. That's what it means. Tzadik Ksivbe. No, it says that he was a tzadik. And therefore, Tamim is coming to teach you that physically he was good. Tzadik answers up. Bidrachav. Fact of the Dilma Tamim Bidrachav Tzadik B'maisav Hava. Maybe when it says Tamim, it's telling he's perfect in his ways, in his midos, and Tzadik is teaching us that in his actions. Therefore, you don't have a source to say that he wasn't a treifa. Says Gemara, looks like a tzaddik. Nah, you wouldn't have thought the Noach gufe treifa havoi. You wouldn't have think that Noach was a treifa. These like a tzaddik Noach treifa. If you thought that's what it's amalei rechmana kivasach ayil. Right? Does it make sense that Hashem would say, like you go up shleimim lo ta'ayil, but don't accept ones that are shalim? Doesn't make any sense. Only take treifas. Must be he was not a treifa. In fact, Gemara v'hashad nafkalim itach. Now that you're learning out that the animals taken into the teva were not treifas, you learn it from Itach. L'chayu zera lamin, what do I need the words l'chayu zera for? For the Gemara, imi Itach havamin, if we would have learned that just from Itach, I would have thought, l'tzavta the alma, right? That's just you bring it on with you, l'tzavta, as a friend. Rashi says, lamod imo, yud beis chadashim, b'teva, when you treifa lo ta'ayel, shalo tamus, batta l'tzavta, avazakin v'sari, shapir dami, kamash malan. Right, they would think it's just for companionship. And the reason they're saying not to take treifas, that they shouldn't die during that year and not be available. But as long as it wasn't a treifa, a filo zakim or filo sarius, and even if this animal was old and it was a sarius, is not able to have children, then it would be good enough. Kasar chmona zera. No, it says not just for companionship, but also to be able to populate the world. Let's be able to continue on. Okay, now, we saw in the Mishnah, it's also to do business with the guys. When I say guys, I'm talking about Avodah Zarah next, right? The guys before 3 days. And now How do we work it out? How do we count it? Ibar Yilehu. Shlosha Yamim. These 3 days. Hein ve'edehem odel mehein beloidehem. Is it talking about including the holiday itself? So that's a total of 3 days? Or, and as Rashi says, Shlosha v'lohavu lehu ela shnayim yom kodem, 2 days before. Odel mehein, Rashi says, Shlosha levad ha'ayid, besides the actual holiday, below it, and without it, and therefore obviously on the holiday itself. Toshima, Rabbi Shmuel, Omer, Shlosha Lefneim, 3 days before, Shlosha Chareim, Asa, and 3 days after, are going to be Asa. Yishak, Adaita, Chain, Ve'edei, and we thought that it meant them and the holiday themselves. Then, Rabbi Shmuel, Yomei Deim, Chashav Lumei Kara, you want to say, Rabbi Shmuel is counting the festival day with the other ones, V'chashav Lul Lebesof, and afterwards also? Like, you're not counting it double. So clearly, it must mean besides the holiday itself, and it's 3 days before. So 3 days, then the holiday, and 3 days after. Frankly, Gemara, not necessarily. I did the Tana Shlosha Lefneim, Tana Nami Shlosha Lechareim. Maybe it means 1, 2 is Aser and the holiday itself, and then 3 days afterwards. But just I did Tana Shlosha Lefneim, use the Lashon before, and wants to keep it consistent, Tana Shlosha Acharei, and it says 3 after also, and it means not including. Rashi says, "I forgot to listen to the Lushnayim." The Gemara really is only 2. Da Chashvina and La'ayed Ba'adei Kamai Koi Lehu LeBasrei Nami Gimel VeKachashiv La'ayed Ba'adayu. So it really comes out that it's a total of 5 days: 2 days before the holiday itself, and 2 days after. So 3 days before, that's day 2 days before and the holiday, and 3 days after, that means the holiday and 3 days after. Just wants to keep it symmetrical. So you know, Varaya. Toshima, let's try again. That the 3 days do not include the holiday. Dom Rav Tachlifa Bar Rav Dimi Amar Shmuel, Yom Rishon Ledivir Rabbi Shmuel Liolam Aser. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's always Aser to do business with them for those who are keeping the holiday of Yom Rishon. Rashi says, Lassos in Mayim, Masa Matan Gibbon Yom, Lefnei Yom Echad, Yom Rishon of Aleph. V'gimel yamim la'acharif hare kol ha'Shabbos kula. In other words, so you're saying you can't do business. If someone celebrates on Sunday, you can't do for 3 days before. That would be Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Saturday. And you can't do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So you actually can't do a business on the whole week. Rashi says, Lassos simayim masa, matan gimel yamim lefnei yom echad. V'gimel la'acharif hare kol ha'Shabbos kula. You're going to be asked to do business with them. So Rishmal is saying that it's going to be asked. All of these weeks are asked. And therefore, it's always us to do business with these type of people. That's what Shmuel holds. Lidivri Rabbi Yishmael Olamasar. And if you think that the 3 days, we could start off by saying, and it's including the holidays itself, so it's actually not true that the whole week is going to be Aser. Ha'ika Arba V'chamisha D'Shari. There's still Wednesday and Thursday that would be mutter, right? Because Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, if you count it like that. So clearly, Shmuel must hold that the 3 days means besides the holiday. The Gemara says, okay, that works. Alid Rabbi Shmuel, Lakoi Bayle. We're not asking a question according to Rabbi Shmuel. Our question is, Dehain below a day, and that when he says 3 days, it means without the holiday itself. Because of the fact that it says it's also the whole week. So it must mean it means without it. Kikamai Barile, who am I asking? I leave the Rabbanan. According to the Rabbanan, my, what do they mean when they say 3 days? Do they mean 3 including the holiday or 3 excluding the holiday? Amar Avina Tashema. Let's take a look and see from the following Mishnah. Ve'elu hein a day in shell of day kochavim. As a Gemara, this is going to come up on Daf Ches. The Mishnah brings different holidays that that fall into this category of aser to do business with them. Toshema, these are the holidays of the Kechavim. Kaledna, this is one of them. Kaledna, Stronia, Stronura, Stronia. That's another one. Ukratesim, Vamrav Chanan Barava, Kaledna, Shmoni Yama Machet Kufa. Kaledna is 8 days after Tkufa. Tkufa means the winter solstice. Stranya is Shmona Yom Lefnei Tkufa, is 8 days before. V'simenech, the way to remember which one comes before and which comes after is Achor Vokedem Tzartani. Later and earlier you formed me. Rashi says the same echt the lo tema kladna lifnet kufastra vistralnalia lachet kufa achar bekedem sertani achar ksev beresha masisanami haayed lachet kufa tana beresha. That is, in the pasuk, the idea later comes before the earlier, so that the text of the Mishnah is mentioning the holiday that follows this solstice before the holiday that comes before it. Yeah, that's clear. If you want to go and say that the 2 days before and the holiday itself, Asarahavu, then it ends up to be that there's 10 days that are going to be Asar, not three. Each holiday is 8 days long. And with the 2 days that come before, that there's going to be 10. So the Mishnah in the beginning of Beis wants to mention examples of Avodah Zarah, holidays that have 10-day Yisurim, then how could it say that just straight up that it's only for 3 days? So the Mishnah says 3 days, it means 3 days besides the actual holiday. And look how long the holiday is. It's going to be 3 days outside of it. Says the Gemara, and for the Gemara, Tana Kule Kalenda Chad Yom Hu Chashav Leh. Now the Tana considers the entire holiday of Kalenda as one particular day, and therefore you don't have a Raya. Let's bring it back from the Mishnah itself. Lifnei Eidayim Shalov Kacham Shloshe Yomim. Visakatatachin Veidayim. Lifnei Eidayim Shalov Kacham Shloshe Yomim. Should have said that the Eidayim is 3 days. Rashi says, Asa Losses Ulasses Imayim. Tamash Mahachi Kishmagin Yime Eidayim. Asa Shloshe Yomim. Masa Matam Velamele. Lemisi Lifnei. Damasha Lifnei Ayat Shloshe. It sounds like it's talking about 3 days. Entirely 3 days. And for the Gemara says, and if you want to say, Vichite Mahai Dikatani Lifnei Eidayim. Lemute Lach. Is this is coming to exclude after the fact. Then it should say about the holidays of the Goyim for 3 days before is going to be Aser. It must mean Hebelo Edeim because it says pretty straight up. The days before it, and therefore it's 3 days before. Shmamino, period. So we learn from the words of the Mishnah itself. So when it says the 3 days, it's talking about not including the day itself. Zok the Gemara, Yibaylo, ay, 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 Mishum harvacham. Rashi says, the ravach va'azil omodel avodas kochavim be'aver Yisrael Mishum lo yishma al picha. Ay, ay, lo yishma al picha. The Torah tells us, v'shem elohim acherim lo taskiru lo yishma al picha. The name of other gods you shall not mention, nor shall it be heard through you. Right? So this is asering a yid to mention the name of a false god and even to cause that name to be mentioned by anyone else. And you can't do the business with them because they're going to gain from it and they're going to go and praise be their lords in our names. It's going to be caused by us. That's a problem. So now the Gemara is asking, Ibailu, Mishum Harvacha, is that the issue here? Odilma Mishum Velifta Yiso Ive Lo Sitein Mechshal. You're going to go ahead and you're going to do this. It's going to cause them to go and do this Avodah Zarah Stiklach, and you're going to cause them to do an Aver, and therefore there's a problem. Says Rashi, the Mazmin Lei Behema Makriba Lo Skochavim, Rabbi Noch Nitzavo Lea, the Achaz Mishavu. Mishavim Mitzos. That's one of the Shavim Mitzos Bei Noach. Bedal Mitzos on Head, Daf Nun Vav. Unida Amran Amar Vitiran Mihu al Yavru al Yadecha Sharia Sidin Hain Litain Sadin Al Shane Mekaimanason Vafabishain Lahim Scharbi Kiyuman Vahani Ka'ova Yisrael Mishum Lifne Iver Lositin Mechsha. Maybe we are being over in Isser of putting a stumbling block before somebody. Right? We understand that one, you can't cause them who's like they're blind, right, to go into trip. It's an aver for a yid or a nanchu, even the Dovah Zarah. The Yidin, that we know, obviously, straight up. And non-Jews also have this one in Zion Mitzvahs over here. So what's the reason? And frick the Gemara, my nafkamina. What are you asking these questions? Who cares? What's the difference between these two answers? Whether it's because of an issue of Harvacha, you're going to cause them to, you know, say a name wrong, or lift the Iver. The Islay Behema Ledidei, the difference between is where he has another animal besides your animal, that he already has. Rashi says, La'ovid kochavim lahakrif, v'i lo mizbin le'Yisrael, afilachi Plach Lebidide. Even if you didn't sell it to him, he has his own. All right, so it's like, you know, can you give a cigarette to someone? Well, if he has his own cigarettes, you know, that would be, I guess, an afkamina, even though that maybe he's not shy to this conversation. Anyway, because of the fact that they're going to say your name because of you, it's going to be usher to sell to him, even if he already has one, because he's causing him to gain from over here, and therefore he's going to say thanks to the Lord, to his avodah zarah, and he's going to say the name. So like you're not the one actually causing it. Another Gemara says, hold on a second. Even when he has his own, lo avar mishum lifteiver lo sidei mechshol. You're not over lo lifteiver. Who cares if he has his own? But time you went to the Brisa, Amar Binosan, beep, turn the page, vav and base. Minayin shel Yosha told him, kol shel yayin lo nazir. How do you know that you shouldn't give a cup of wine to a nazir? Or says shem yovel lishto, so he's going to come to drink it. The Avram minachai lifnei Noach, you live in Noach. You can't give Avram minachai to a ben Noach, a limb of a live animal. Rashi says lefishen nasa lahem dechsev ach basar, etc. Right. Now, even if you don't give it to the Nazir or to the Ben Noach, he can still take it himself. You have the one who's giving to him is over Lifnei Ivir L'Sita Michshol. Even when a person can't get them themselves, you're still over Lifnei Ivir. So even if he has an animal to be over, I'm thinking we're not in my skin. We're talking about the koi betray every nara. The person who's the people are on two opposite sides. Rashi says, "Ovikuchavim mitzadzeh." We saw mitzadzeh. They're on both sides of the river. D lo yaylei. If the yid doesn't actually stretch out and give it to him, lo matzishak. He's actually not able to dig it on his own, and therefore you're not over lifnei yiver. Because if you don't give it to him. But if you give it to him, you're over lifnei yiver because he wasn't able to get it before. The Ganami, we could also be medayik at the Katani lo yoshit. It says lo yoshit, don't extend out your hand to go give it to him. Lo Katani lo yiten, doesn't say not to give it to him. Shma mina, right? So see from here, this price is dealing with a different case over here on the opposite side of the river, and only then is going to be also to give the nazir or the ben noach because he's not able to do it himself. Right? But if the seller of an animal, right, would be over this thing, lifnei yiver only in the case where he didn't have the other animal. If he has the animal, if he's able to do it himself, then you wouldn't be over the issur of lifnei yiver.
Frakta Gemara, Yibai Lehu, Nasa V'Nasan Mai. What happens if a person didn't listen? This is the Durabanan of doing the business over here, and they actually did do it, right? They did it within the 3-day thing. What's the deal, Bidiyavit? Can you get Hana from it or not? Says Rashi, Lefnei Yidei Nimayin, Nasa V'Nasan Lefnei Yidei Nimayin, Mai U'Bahana. Is there an Isser Bahana? Or Yochanan Omer, back in the Gemara, Yochanan Omer, Nasa V'Nasan Aser. It's Aser to do it. This, the business that you did is Aser Lehanos, says Rashi, Lehanos Meil Seschara, to get enough from that particular business, from that transaction. Mishlakish Amar, Nasavidasan Mutter. It's Mutter. Like, you shouldn't have done it, but if you did it, then Bidiyavit, it's going to be Mutter. Ace Vay Rabbi Yochanan Rishlakish, Rabbi Yochanan Akashan Mishlakish, just said that it's Mutter. What do you mean? If a Bryce says, He Dain Shalavit Kachav, Nasavidasan Asurin. My laugh of Nay Dain is talking when he did it before the holiday over the Gemara. Lo, not talking about that. It's talking about when it was done a day in Dafka. It's talking about when it's done on the actual holiday itself. Then it's going to be awesome. But some before it's not. Some say it was flipped around the other way. And I was asking a kasha on Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan was the one who said that it's going to be awesome. So Rav Shlakish has a kasha on him. A day in shall. If on the holidays you did, it's aser. A day and in, lifnei a day and low. It sounds like it's saying only on the holiday itself, but not before. And for the Gemara, no. Tana edividi a day and koriyalei. It says no. Both of these, the days right before and on itself, is considered a day, and therefore both aser. Tana is kavasei the Reish Lakish. We have a brisa that goes according to Reish Lakish, who says that it's going to be mutter. It's only us to do with something that's going to be upheld, it's going to survive. She says, Ad Yom Idein, the Chazile Kame, Biyom Ido, V'Azul Moda. Right, only in that case. Aval, but Dovish is going to go and celebrate and say thank you. Aval, Dovish, so it's not going to be upheld. Rashi is going to go in Yarek, like a vegetable, something that's, you know, perishable. V'kayotze bo mutter, says Gemara, but Avodah V'Sheinu Miskayim, low.
There's no issue of doing it. If he did it, but the ever, then it's going to be mutter. So as a brace, Tana Rav Zvid bid the bay Rabbi Oshaya. Step back, some of Rishalkesh. Tana Rav Zvid bid the bay Rabbi Oshaya. Says Rashi b'masnisa the Rabbi Oshaya diu sidra lemasnisa v'chin Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Oshaya and Rabbi Chia, they said they were the ones who established these braces. Davar she'ein miskayim mochin lahem. Something which is perishable, you're allowed to go and sell. Avil ein lochin mehem, but we can't buy it from them. Why not? Rashi says the marvichle, they're going to gain. Shemitoch she'enu miskayim misavehu lemachu. They're not going to therefore gain from it. Therefore, they have a taiva to go ahead and to make sure they sell it. Story time, ahimina. There was a min. There was a heretic. Rachmana Litzlan. Hashem should save us. We shouldn't fall to such challenges. But there was a min. He sent this type of dinar from Kisarna. Rashi says, dinar mitzura chadasha shepasal kesar sarishona v'gazar alzu. It was a freshly minted coin over here, and it was replacing the former currency that the Caesar took out of commission. Right? It was no longer being used. And it was on that day that this happened. And what happened was, he sent this dinar to Yehuda Nasiya, B'yom Edo, on the day of his own festival. Havayasev Rish Lakish Kamei, and Rish Lakish was sitting in front of Yehuda Nasiya, Amar, and when he saw it, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya says to Rish Lakish, Hechiavit, what do I do? Ashkelein, like he's sending me this gift over here. Do I go ahead and do I accept such a gift? Azel umoda, but then if I do that, then he's going to go ahead and he's going to start thinking his gods. Loashkale, but if I don't go ahead and accept it, then haviyale eva. It's going to cause eva. Eva is, it's going to cause some sort of hatred that we know throughout Jewish history, and unfortunately, perhaps are familiar with, all too familiar with nowadays. It's going to cause some hatred, anti-Semitism, and all that bad jazz to be happening over here. So do I accept it or do I not accept it? What do I do? Amalei Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, Tol Zrokos Alabor Befanav. Take the coin, throw it into a pit right in front of him. Amalei, so he said back, huh? Kolchik and Davil Eva. I do that for sure, this is going to be Eva. Kil Acha Yadu Tekamina. Reish Lakish says, no, I mean drop it in like accidentally. Make it like, oh no, whoops. Rashi says, Shelo Yavin Shemidas Ishlachto, that he shouldn't realize you did it on purpose. Kevin Shirosh Shavad Mimcha Lo Yisvach. He sees this loss in you, so he's not going to have that joy over there. Next part of the Mishnah said, Lahash Ilan Velushal Mehen, and that is that you're not allowed to lend to them. First, we talk about like money and everything, about objects, or to borrow things from them. Bishalah Shilah, okay, we can't say that you can lend to them because they're going to be so happy. They come out of the clue, they're going to go and praise their gods of a lishal man, but to go and to borrow from them, what would be the problem? Ma'ute kamin ma'etu, he's losing out by doing such a thing, so he's not going to praise his God. I'm going to buy a gezera lishal, may not tell Hashem. It's a gezera. Don't borrow from them lest you go ahead and you come to lend them. Rava Amar says differently. Kula mishum da'azil modu. No, all of them is going to be the issue, even borrowing for them. Rashi says, Sha'ovi kochav m'yismach kish yisrael tzarchlo. He's happy when a Jew needs him. So that's going to be the problem. Next part of the Mishnah, Lalvos of Lilvos Mehem, to go and to lend money or to borrow money from them. Mishnah Lalvos, someone can't make sense, you can't lend the money because they're going to be happy about it. The Mishnah to come out of Ruch Luke is going to be gaining. Ela Lilvos Mehem, why can't you borrow from them? Amar Abaye, Gezer Lilvos Mehem, not to Lalvos, and same idea as Gezer, you can't borrow unless you're going to come to lend to them. Rav Amino, Kula Mishnah Dov Zil Modu is going to be happy also again that. Probably again the same issue here that the Jew is going to need him. And next part of the Mishnah, Lefaron Vilfromayan, that it's also to go out to pay back a debt to them or to collect debt from them. Bishlam Lefaron, okay, makes sense why it's also to go and pay them back. Because, you know, Mishnah to come out of clue, it's going to call them gaining of the other, they're going to be so excited and pray to their lords, their gods. And the front man to go and take money from them. What's the issue? They're losing out. I'm going to buy a gezerah, the front man, or to the foreign. We have a gezerah that you can't borrow from them unless you come to. You can't collect from them unless you come into. pay them back. Rava Amar no kulam shum da azil modu. Same issue that they're going to go on. They're going to pray to their. They're going to be giving praise to the God. How come now? Because they don't have any debt anymore, and it's very exciting that a person doesn't have to deal with debt anymore. With Sricha, and we need to teach all of these dinim over here. The Tana lost his losses. The Tana would have just taught the idea of doing business with them. That's going to be the issue of Alisha behind the Mamu to come a Mayato. Shabbatai maybe think it's okay. If we have to teach that. The Tana Alisha, maybe just want to taught the idea of borrowing from them objects. Mishum to Chashiva Le Milsa. They would say the borrowing is also because this is something that a Yid needs help. This is, you know, a Jew needs the help of a Yid. A Jew needs the help of this guy. Therefore, you know, it's going to be something chashav as a moda, if it's going to be moda. Valilvos ma'am, but borrowing money from the guy, tsar ba'almei aslei, which just causes the guy tsar, Amar, he's going to think, tuv lo hadru zuze, the money will never come back to me, then we wouldn't say that this is going to be muta, since it's not going to lead the guy to praise. And therefore, we have to say, nope, not true, that's asar also, so we write all of these cases. V'itan and Lilvos Mehen, and if the Mishnah would have taught the Isser against borrowing money from them and not about collecting from them, Mishum Tika Amar, I would have think that borrowing is also because the guy is going to say, Bal Karche Miprana, I'm not worried that I'm going to have a loss because I'm going to forcibly get the money from him. V'hashtamia, but nonetheless now, Hashtamia Azil Umoda. In the meantime, he's going to go. He's going to pay. You know, he's going to praise his God that the Yid needs him. Aval para man. But in order to go ahead and to collect money from them, the Sulo Haji Zuze, where the money is not going to come back to the guy. Emetzara Islay. We say that the Vodazarnik is in pain. Velazil Moda, he's not going to go and praise his Lord. And to come against it, the Mishnah says you're not going to collect debt from them because he's going to be happy about the fact that he doesn't have this debt anymore. Tzricha, and therefore we have to say all of these cases. Rav Yehuda, man, next part of the Mishnah, Nifrai, man, you're allowed to collect with them because it's going to cause him pain. The Chum says back, if it gives him pain now, he's going to be happy in the future. For less later, Rav Yehuda, Alpha Bishamitza Achshav, Samech Lachazman, was Rav Yehuda not agree with that concept? Why does he allow you to go and make them pay you back? Isn't he going to be happy with the fact that he doesn't have any debt anymore? For a time, we looked at the Bryce, said, Yehuda Omer, he himself said, Isha lo sasser b'moid, and Isha, a woman can't put lime on her skin, on chalamoid. She's not going to put lime on her skin. Rashi says, lo sitin sid al paneh b'moid. And they would do it in a way, or to take off hair, or to make like a beautiful look. We saw this in chalamoid cotton. Because it's going to cause her pain and make her not look good. That's what she can't do in the moid. Rashi says, b'od al paneh, it's still on her face. V'yafa, because anotel samid madima, even when she takes it off, it like reddens the skin, and matzal paneh makes it glow. Kibbana nazu enu ela adla achamoid, that's only going to happen after the moid, v'nivu b'tocha moid aser. So in the meantime, then if it's considered aser. Moder b'huda b'sid she yechol l'kapla m'moid, he agrees, with lime that can be peeled off during chol moid. Rashi says, l'anotel al paneh, b'tocha moid, kigon shabad l'sud, b'tchila t'hamoid. Well, the Sofio mo yomayim tetlet of an end is same end of a tachem moed. She's going to get on during the moed. She tofalta b'moed. She's not allowed to do it even on the moed. Afa bisha mitzir achshav. If you're not allowed to do any malacha on the moed, you're going to cause yourself things that are going to be painful. But this you can do because of that. Afa bisha mitzir achshav. Even though she's feeling pain right now, it's putting it on. Smeichi ilach esman. She's going to have joy after. So you see, Rida definitely agrees with this concept that you're allowed to do something now that's going to come off positive afterwards. But our Mishnah saying Rabbi Yehuda is going to disagree with them when it comes to the Goyim, because they're, you know, we allow a Yid to take the debt that he is owed, even though it's going to bring him joy. Why would you allow that, Yehuda? Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Hanach lehilchos moed. Don't start bringing me ideas about hilchos moed. The cool for all those that are mutter and chol moed are in things that meitzer achshav that cause pains now, but simcha l'achas man. They're going to cause him joy afterwards. So even Rabbi Yehuda is going to be masking such a thing. Right, for example, shechting the animal, preparing or baking, cooking is going to cause pain while they're being performed, but they're going to be mutter and chol moed because they cause joy after the fact when they get eaten. So laws of chol moed are set up in a way that we judge the mutter of this type of exertion by the joy it's going to bring at the end. But in reference to the joy that this guy is going to feel by the financial interaction, we look at at how he feels right now. And right now he's going to be in pain, even after the fact he's going to be happy. Ravina says another answer, right? Ravina says, Ravina's masking that even though right now it causes him pain, he's going to rejoice afterwards, but Ravina says, when it comes to a guy, he's always in pain when he pay, even when he pays back. He's always in a state of pain. Because even afterwards, he doesn't like to pay up. He'd rather not have to pay. We've got like two different sides here entirely. And the Gemara says, Masisa Deluk Rabbi Yishuv Ben Karcha. The Tanya makes a distinction. Rabbi Yishuv Ben Karcha Omer, Milva Bishtar Ein from him. No, if it's Bishtar, you can't get it back from the holidays. You have a Shtar, you can rely on that, and you're good to go. Right? Says Rashi, Lifnei Yideim, Mipnei Shesameachu, La'achez Man, it's going to be afterwards, B'yomido, the Kevan Dinokat Shtara Yisrael Yilavei Kol Shaita Mistapim Minei. But, he says, milva al peh, nifron man, you can get it if it's a milva al peh, because you may never get it again, right? So he says, in some cases, he's going to be happy after paying this debt, and some days he's going to be totally upset. In the case of when there's a shtar, he realizes that, you know, he's got the shtar over here, and therefore this debt is weighing on him, and he's upset. So the yid goes and he takes it before this holiday. He's going to be thrilled because he gets rid of that burden, and he's good to go. But if it's done b'al peh, he knows he can just deny it and fight it and whatever. So the yid can get it from him. He can go do it even for the holidays because he's not going to be happy with this. He's actually going to be upset that this guy got his money back. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.